I've ever had a suffix about the Issa Refua on Shabbos, which is a gzera, because of Shechika Samamonim, whether the Issa is to do the Maisa Refua, or is the Issa Lehisrapos, to be healed. And the Nafkamina Halacha would be, for example, could a Jew be, a Jewish doctor be Merapa a Goya on Shabbos? If the Halacha is for the Maisa Refua, so it will be Issa. But if the Issa is Lehisrapos, to become healed, so the Goy is not Musa on Issue Shabbos. So he brought, in this Shaila, he brought a Raya from Agamara here on Shabbos, Daf Yud Ches. Because the Gemara says, Menichim Kilo Al Gabe Ha'ayin Vas Plantis Al Gabe Maka Im Chashecha and Vihimisrapas Valechas Kol Hayom Kulo. And the Gemara says that this Issa, that according to Beis Shammai, who's machmir, who asus shvisus kelim midiraisa, it's asa. But according to Beis Hillel, it's mutter. So you see that the isus is only the maisa refua. So if it's done before Shabbos and it's just the salve or the bandages on him, healing him on Shabbos, so that would be mutter. So you see the Issa is the Maisa Refua, not to be Misrapa. So it's only if you do the action and not just the healing on Shabbos. So according to this, it would be permitted for a Goy to be Misrapa, a Jew, no, the Goyish doctor, to heal, to treat a Jew, because a Yid, because the Gzeira is only the Maisa Refua, and the Goy is not muzur on that. The Rav wrote another rhyme for the Gemara on Beitza and Daf Chof Bez says that it's putilas ayin, putting on some coloring or whatever it is, maybe an ointment on the eye by a Goy is permitted. So you see that it's only the Maisa Refua, and since the Goy is doing, he's not Musa, it would be permitted even though the Yid is being misrapped through it.